This is the duplicated tape of Mr. Richard Lim interview, tape one, side A, duplicating from a 90-minute to a 60-minute tape.
American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California, June 28, 1980. First interview with Mr. Richard Lim at his home in Hollywood, conducted by Beverly Chen. Mr. Lim, can you tell me a little bit about your parents' background and occupation?
My mother has been a housewife mm-hmm. all of her life.
Yeah.
So that's fairly easy. My father, after coming to this country, had various jobs. And one of the first was as working in my grandfather's store in Los Angeles. It was a general department store type company. It was called Sing Fat in downtown Los Angeles, and was one of the first Chinese stores in Los Angeles.
Department store?
Yes, it was. Well, it dealt in Chinese art goods and various other kinds of Chinese goods. I don't know whether they carried food or not. Subsequent to that, my father, after the store closed in the depression of the 1930s, worked at various other jobs, including being a chauffeur and general handyman for people in, well, it was in Beverly Hills, and has been an elevator operator for a hotel in Los Angeles, and also an elevator operator for a building in downtown Los Angeles. And he's had some other jobs in between, but those have been his main occupations.
Since after the Depression?
Right.
He never went back to his business?
No.
When did he come here, do you know?
Yes, he came here, I believe in shortly after my grandfather came here in, my grandfather came here in about 1886,
mm-hmm.
plus or minus a few years.
All right.
And my father came probably in the early 1900s.
Mm. Was your grandfather a railroad worker?
No, he first worked in San Francisco and was with the same company that he worked for in Los Angeles, and that's the Sing Fat company. And he was in San Francisco for a number of years working as a manager of this store in San Francisco.
I see. What is your year of birth?
1932.
Uh-huh. And place?
Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
This house.
This house here. How about your hometown?
This is my hometown.
No, I meant back in China. You said it was someplace around Canton?
Yeah, that's my understanding. I don't know how far from Canton. You'll have to ask my mother on details on that.
How about language spoken at home?
Well, my mother has attempted to get us to learn Cantonese.
Successfully?
Not very successfully. One of the main problems is that we never grew up with Chinese children living here in Hollywood, and there weren't any families close by that we had really much contact with.
Mm-hmm. I see. How many brothers and sisters do you have?
Three brothers and three sisters. One oldest sister has died in 1976.
And they were all born here?
Yes.
Yeah, I see. Do you remember if your mother came with your father, or did he go back and to get her?
The latter. He went back after living here for a number of years and married and came back here.
Came back with his wife?
Well, pretty close. I don't know if they actually came. Yeah, I think they did come together. Came back.
Oh.
Shortly after being married.
No trouble with the immigration?
No.
Deposit. Okay. What other places have you lived?
I have no other permanent residence.
Okay. How about schooling?
All in Los Angeles. Elementary school and junior high and high school, all locally.
Which ones?
Vanis Avenue School, several blocks from here, elementary school. Bancroft Junior High School in Hollywood, and Fairfax High School.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And college?
UCLA.
I see. Any postgraduate work?
Yes, UCLA also, after having been in the Army for 2 years.
Oh. When were you in the Army?
1954 to 1956. I was drafted. That was in between Korean War and Vietnam.
Oh, fortunate.
Yes.
Okay. And did you hold any jobs before graduating from college?
Yes, just part-time, mainly during summers for my one of my brothers who has a business in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. Was it a store also?
No, it he has a industrial x-ray company. They do x-rays of metal parts, mm-hmm. mainly for aircraft and missile.
Mm-hmm. And after graduating,
After graduating and from graduate school, I did...
You got a master or PhD?
Yeah, master's.
Okay.
I went to work for a consultant part-time for several months and then full-time for a consultant in engineering geology.
That's your major, geology?
Yes.
And you have been living with your parents?
Mm-hmm.
Since, is your father?
No, my father's deceased. He died in
1972. I see. Okay. So you live with your mother here,
mm-hmm.
right?
And one brother and one sister presently.
I see. When did your parents purchase this house?
In 1918. 62 years.
At that time, did they encounter any difficulty?
Apparently so. There was a restriction against Oriental families in this area, but apparently they went ahead and bought it anyhow, and didn't have any official problem, but there was, I guess, an unwritten sort of restriction that excluded Chinese.
Oh, but they
didn't have any problem.
Yeah, I see. When you were growing up, you played mostly with Caucasian children?
Yes.
How about blacks?
No, there aren't any, or haven't been, for quite a number of years. Only in more recently have minorities been more common in the neighborhood.
So, in other words, you associated only with whites?
Right.
How about Chinese? No Chinese at all when you were going to school?
Maybe one or two, but never became friends or had any association with other Chinese in the community.
Do you identify yourself then as an American?
I think more so than Chinese, although I have no negative feelings about being Chinese.
Okay. Did you ever go to Chinese school?
No. I think some of my brothers and sisters did go to a Chinese school for a little while, but it was so far away that it was difficult to go.
Mm-hmm. In your friendships with the whites, did you feel they treated you as an equal, just like the other kids?
Yes, I'm sure they did.
I see. And right now, your friends are still mostly whites?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Your family did not try to, influence you in terms of...
I think they did.
Other than language, perhaps.
I think my mother did, and, perhaps more than my father. But, not living in a neighborhood where, there was easy access to other Chinese families, that it was difficult. So it was just natural that we associated more with Caucasians than Chinese.
Mm. Oh, by the way, your Chinese name, just the pronunciation of it.
Lung.
Lung what?
Your first name?
Yeah.
Richard is my first name.
You don't have a Chinese
name? No, I don't have a Chinese first name.
Ah, I see. Okay. How about Chinese medicine? Did you ever use any at home?
Very infrequently. My father and my grandfather did use it from time to time.
Mm-hmm. Your grandfather lived with you?
Yes, he did live with us.
Oh, I see. Okay. But your parents didn't use it that much?
My father did more than my mother. Chinese herbs from time to time whenever he felt that he needed it. Even in more recent years, in his latter years.
I see. Your mother always went for the Western medicine?
I think so, more than my father.
I see. How about food?
I think it's pretty much always been a combination of Chinese food and American food. But we most always eat rice rather than bread as a staple food.
Right. And do you know how to cook Chinese food?
I probably know how, but I haven't had real occasion to
That's true.
Do it myself.
Your mother does it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe that's one reason I haven't left home.
Good cook, huh?
Yeah.
How about recreation? What kind of activities did your parents prefer? Did they have any?
Themselves, you mean?
Yeah, recreation activities.
Let's see. No real athletic sports.
About a bridge or...
Yeah, mahjong. My father my father played mahjong occasionally, and my mother tin gal.
Huh?
The dominoes?
Tingle.
Yeah,
tingle.
Yeah,
those.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But not.
Oh.
Just socially, yeah. Once in a while.
Yeah. Oh, Pedro, that's it. Yeah, she actually has Chinese friends around here then.
In Chinatown.
She goes all the way to Chinatown?
No. She doesn't drive herself, so it's just when there's some sort of occasion or just visiting. Sometimes they come here, sometimes she would go with my father to visit, but most of them were in Chinatown.
Mm, I see. Mm, how about your brothers and sisters? What kind of activities, including you, your generation?
Well, I guess not so much. One of my brothers, oldest brothers, had bowled quite a bit. He was fairly good at bowling, and I bowl from time to time and play golf. He played golf.
Mm. No, you don't ever do anything Chinese?
Chinese.
Very seldom, huh?
My oldest brother probably did quite a bit, his brother Joe.
Uh-huh.
And he has more Chinese acquaintances than myself, or mm-hmm. my or the younger children.
Mm-hmm.
My oldest sister, Dorothy, who died, had more Chinese friends also.
Mm-hmm.
So I think my oldest brother and oldest sister had more Chinese friends than my other brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm. Did your parents go to see American movies?
Not so much, I don't think. I think I don't recall, you know, making it a regular practice. I think they probably did from time to time, but I think my mother and father went to Chinese movies very on rare occasions. There were some Chinese movies, I think,
mm-hmm.
available.
I see. How about you, your generation?
Yes, I think we, when we were kids, went to movies quite often. The usual kind of movies that were, I think.
Seen by American kids.
Yes, right.
Did you ever see movies with the with Chinese characters in them?
No, not so much, other than maybe Charlie Chan, but...
What do you think of Charlie Chan movies?
Yeah. Why did I think?
What did you think of them?
I guess we didn't really have any...
The roles, rather,
the
Charlie Chan as a...
I don't think we had any real objection to them. I think it was more the popular characterization of Chinese, and we didn't have any strong feelings about them.
I see. Did you think it was funny the way he talked? You know, his English was supposedly Chinese English.
I don't know whether, as kids, we really thought about it that much. I don't think we were as conscious of that kind of thing
mm-hmm.
as the present generation.
Okay. Did you write to your friends or relatives in China?
No. Not knowing how to write Chinese was the first thing, and we left that up to mother.
I see. Did your parents send money back home?
Yes, when they were able to, and I think it's been more of a regular thing in more recent years, being that we're probably in a better position to send money than during the earlier years when it was a depression and the family had difficulty.
You mentioned that during depression, your father your father worked for a department store which failed.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was one of the factors, I guess. I don't know all of the things, but my grandfather and father.
And that department store is owned by a...
I believe it's owned by a Chinese. His name is Sing Fat Man.
Yeah. But not a relative of yours.
No.
I see. Were other stores and businesses affected by the Depression? Chinese, I mean.
Well, I imagine so. It was a pretty general thing, so.
How?
How were they affected?
Yeah.
Did
you notice?
Not.
Well, yeah, I guess you were very young at that
time. Yeah, very young.
True.
So I have no real first-hand knowledge of that.
And when your father did work for the department store, he also was a sort of handyman?
I don't know exactly what he did. It was mainly my grandfather who was the store manager, and I don't know exactly what my father did.
Mm-hmm. Who were the most important individuals in the Chinese circle? Were you aware of them?
I wasn't personally. I would suppose the merchants in Chinatown, and they were probably the more prominent prominent people.
I presume you did not join any associations in Chinatown?
No.
How about your father?
No, he never belonged to an association.
Grandfather?
I don't believe he did.
Is there a Lung Family Association?
I think there is, but there's no, apparently no direct relationship.
I see.
Other than the name, I guess.
Uh-huh. Did they join any kind of activity? Any kind of social clubs or like that?
No clubs that I am aware of, just friends.
Church?
The church that they did belong to was a Methodist church, but it was not Chinese, and I don't believe there were any Chinese connected with that.
How about you? What kind of social organizations do you belong to?
Just professional organizations related to my being a geologist.
Uh-huh. You do not know of any prominent families, I guess, also in the Chinese circle?
Well, it just depends on how you define prominent, I guess. We just have old family friends and acquaintances. No real new acquaintances that I know of. Just my parents' Chinese friends. And they're gradually disappearing.
Yeah, that's true. What about the jobs? Did you notice while you were a teenager what kind of jobs were most Chinese people holding, or did you not work with Chinese at all?
My generation, well, just my acquaintances were mostly Caucasian. I didn't really know too many Chinese other than going to UCLA, perhaps. I knew a few, but not having had that many Chinese childhood friends, I don't, wouldn't have any knowledge of that.
Mm-hmm. I see. Do you know what an average income would be before World War II?
No, I don't.
You have never worked before World War II?
No.
Yeah, okay. Did most Chinese live near other Chinese? Did you notice?
Yes, I think that was the case in prior years. I think they tend to be more dispersed now,
mm-hmm.
except for the new arrivals who seem to be more around downtown Chinatown, Monterey Park area.
Yes. Your family must have been the first or one of the first families to move in Hollywood.
Yes, I'm sure of that.
Did your father or mother ever tell you why they chose Hollywood rather than some other place?
I really don't know. I guess it was because it was a nice area. I really don't know why.
I see. When you were going through your childhood, did you get allowances?
Yes, not regularly, like they do in modern times, I guess. But so it depended pretty much on what the family finances were. With seven children, I guess it was rather difficult to get a regular allowance.
Would you say your family was a lower middle class or a middle class family while you were growing up?
While I was growing up, I would say pretty much middle class, I would say.
And your father managed to support all of you, plus your mother, just by being working on jobs?
Yes, it was. Yeah, it was very difficult. But, and from...
and the house payments?
Yeah. From that aspect, it was very difficult. So I don't know whether you would say that was middle class or not. It just... if it's a matter of earning power, I guess maybe it wasn't middle, but I think we were living in a middle class neighborhood.
Yes, that's true. What do you do with the money?
What did they do?
What do you do with your allowances?
When I was a child, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, what? Just unusual child things.
Buy toys?
Yeah, toys. And I guess we saved some of it, but it was just for very minor things. It wasn't that much of an allowance.
So. Yeah. Do you know if your parents saved money?
Well, being that he was
before
the main...
World War II. Yeah.
Being that he was the main wage earner, that all of the money went to just the family or living expenses, it was very difficult to save any money.
I see. And do you know if your father ever gambled?
Yes, I'm sure he did, mainly Mahjong.
That's true. And the Pai Gao is sort of a form of gambling, isn't it?
I think it is, but that was only when it was some sort of social occasion and the other women were gambling, and that's the only time my mother really
Is gambling played. Allowed at home? I mean, for the younger generation, your generation?
I don't think that, it wasn't done, so. It was mainly my older brother that played Mahjong.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess my mother frowned upon that.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it was a waste of money.
Oh, I see. But she did not say anything against your father playing it, right?
Well, probably not directly. I guess it was difficult to really object, but I'm sure she did.
Who was the dominant figure in the family?
Well, my father.
I see. That's sort of traditional.
Yes.
Or is it because just the personality thing?
I think tradition mainly. I don't think he was really the dominant type.
Uh-huh. See. Did you ever experience any kind of discrimination or hostility?
Oh, I'm not personally.